My name is Lizzie Bradley. I had 7 siblings, and I'm a native of South Carolina. I had a pretty different life for most people. When I was 4 years old, they put a cotton sack on my back. They sewed it up and make it small and say, "You have to pick 25 pounds of cotton now. You old enough." And I didn't understand what they were saying, but I'd pick what they told me and over 25 pounds. And I work in tobacco. We strain tobacco. We take tobacco out the barn from curing. We just had a lot of stuff that we had to do. If it rained, we went to school a day. We never had books. We thought that was just the way of things. We didn't know that we were supposed to be in school. My dad apparently didn't know that we were supposed to go to school. We stayed hungry so much when I was a child. Daddy would have us go and take a rake and muddy up the water about 2 or 3 miles down in the woods. And when we muddy up that water, it knocked fishes out, and that would help us make a meal because we didn't have anything. I'm sorry. But that's all I ever know. They would tell us, all the kids, to get down in the corners and stuff. Because you hear noise, but you didn't really know what it was. And from that noise, it was horses. People with bags over their face, white. And they'd be out there, and they called my daddy and tell him to get out there. And daddy'd be crying, and he'd be down, or he'd go out, and he'd be on his knees, and he'd be begging and pleading. And then they'd leave. And mama would have the baby crunching her arm and all together around her down in the corner, like that corner there. And just, you know, it was so scary. We all so scared and stiff. Tears were just draining down our faces because we were so scared and upset. Yeah. It happened a few times. But as time went on, my dad, he'd take us to Florida, and I didn't get to go to school then. Well, I could have went, but I'd have been in the 2nd grade. And who wants to go to a school in that grade when you're 15 or 16? When I was a girl, I was put into a marriage. Not a love thing, you know. Yeah, we met each other, and one thing led to another, and so got pregnant, and his mom and my mom decided we should get married.
Was he as young as you were? Were you both 16?
I was 16. He was 19. He was young, too. Yeah. And then marriage went bad, but we still stayed together and had kids. When you get married, you're supposed to have one husband. That's your husband till you die, unless one of you die. Think about me now when you say that about it. He wanted both. He went on his way and he got married again. Not me. I stayed single. I'm sorry. You recalling me on that. And you finna get married. I ain't mean to go that far. But I just like to talk to young folks and tell them, you know. Florida wasn't a whole lot different from South Carolina.
Was it better than South Carolina?
No. No, it wasn't better. Because see what you're talking about now. It was, I guess, even one way to put it, kind of sort of like slavery. There was some slavery there. Might have not been a hard slavery like way back, but it was some slavery, yeah. I cut two rows of sari every day, and mama would get the money. I didn't care as long as she brought me a soda. I was fine. Then for about 3 years, my husband got it. I didn't know I was supposed to get no money. And somebody messed around and told me one day, said I was supposed to get money. But you work every day, so you never have any money. I said, no, I don't have no money. And they told me, say, your husband's getting your money. So I asked him, I said, you know, this girl told me today that I'm supposed to be getting some money. I'm outside. She said, I work every day, I ought to have some money. Boy, he was mad. He was mad, and he said she need to mind her own business.
Did you get your money after that?
Yeah, he started letting me get it. He started letting me get it, but then he still would tell me what to do with it. And, I'm 73 years old, I really kind of feel like I've never lived. I really do. I feel like I've never lived because it's so sad along the way. You got your car on?
Yes, is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. We work the fields by day, right? Mm-hmm. At night, we go to church. Just about every night. Them people have, you ever heard of revivals? Them people had more revivals than anybody I ever seen. You be in church, and they call them holy rollers. And when they in the church, they be singing and shouting and rolling all over the floor. Not the men's, just the women's. With their skirt way up here, and the men's acting like they ain't trying to look, and they're looking all alone. And they be got sheets and spreads and stuff that they're trying to put over the women, but they don't put them over quick. They know what they're doing. It's terrible. If they miss heaven with what they was doing, then they deserve hell. But we had to go every night. Mm-hmm. Then you got to get up, go home from the revival, and all you can see is all that white cotton out there in that field looking forward to the next day. And it's already after 12, by 4 o'clock. That's why I don't hardly go to church. But guess what? I believe in my Heavenly Father, and I read his Bible to see what he said he wants you to do. I just got way high and just didn't put no trust in nobody no more. I just feel like people just want to laugh at you and pick at you. But you know what? In a way, it's okay because that inspired me to want to do even better by people, because I'm going to do good by people. And treat people the way I want to be treated till the day I die. I cannot be mean to nobody. I always try to be nice to people. But they won't do the same for me. That's why you're supposed to reach out and feel, you know, the way they feel. Because really, when you think about it, we're just a part of each other. We're all God's children. And I got almost 30 great-grandkids. I got 25 grandchildren and 7 children. 5 girls, 2 boys. And believe it, my heart is big enough to love all those kids, you know, and my kids, you know, other people's kids. Yes. Right now, if you had a baby, I'd be trying to spoil that one. I would. That's how I feel about people and children. Nowadays, people thinking they're having it hard. They ain't had no hard life. It's so much. It's really so much. But it would take me a long, long time to say everything. But This is the way it was, and it was some good times and it was some sad times. I'm just thankful and grateful to the good Lord that he let me get to where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm.